Escambia County building inspectors report about 160 businesses in unincorporated areas have flood damage, 83 of which is major. Businesses in Pensacola have $6 million in damages, while 23 businesses in Santa Rosa County also were hit. But just what is a bridge loan?
And this purpose is a loan developed to help a company cash flow until they get other loan proceeds or insurance payouts.
Kelly Massey with the Florida Small Business Development Center, headquartered at the University of West Florida, says bridge loans are short-term and interest-free to provide working capital.
It provides a very fast loan if the person qualifies, up to $25,000 for that company to basically make payroll, pay its expenses, get back up and running until their flood insurance pays or they receive an SBA disaster loan or anything like that.
Small businesses are defined as those with between 2 and 100 employees. Massey says they've received about 7 applications so far, but are republicizing their availability while processing what's already come in. He adds there are requirements to follow and reminds potential applicants that this is not a grant.
If they've received a bridge loan before, that loan is paid in full, and of course they have to qualify based on the requirements of the loan committees, so they would need to have some type of method of payback since it is a short-term loan of no more than 180 days. You know, they would need to demonstrate, hey, I'm getting some insurance monies, an SBA disaster loan.
The first step toward securing a small business disaster loan begins with visiting the website floridadisasterloan.org.
basically, what the person would need to do after they review the website, they would need to meet with their community banker that they deal with, and that the banker is actually the one that would present that person's application and the required supporting documents such as tax returns and things like that to the loan committee.
More information is available online at sbdc.uwf.edu or by calling 474-2528.
We're just very pleased that the governor has approved this bridge loan for this particular disaster, and we're just wanting to create as much awareness as possible.
Florida Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan Program was first activated in 1992 after Hurricane Andrew. 13 subsequent activations have provided more than $63 million in assistance. Among them, following the winter storm of 1993, Northwest Florida floods in 1994, tornadoes in 2007, and a spate of hurricanes, including Opal, Ivan, and Dennis. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.